You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Secondary market prices of hard-to-find bottles are astronomically high. Mm-hmm. And many people blame the hated flippers for the state of things.
I do.
Are the flippers to blame? Are they the worst kind of human? If you want to hear about it, then stick around. Wes, before we get started, I think we should thank.
There's something we have to do.
We have to do it.
And I'm going
to
go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to thank all of you faithful patrons out there. And, I mean, I thank all of you who tune in, watch the show, subscribe to the channel. You all keep this thing going. But our patrons who are following along and subscribed to the channel, it's just not a one-way street. We want you to feel the value in return. That's why we give you back such great content privately and behind the scenes stuff. We have bottle shares that we do locally in person and online meetups. And so there's just a ton of benefits for those patrons. And so if that's not something you've looked into, there's a link in the description below where you can go check out the packages that we have to offer and you can be a part of supporting this channel. And if that's not for you, just liking and subscribing to this video is enough for us to feel the love. So thank you all for your support.
Yep, absolutely. So some disclaimers on this one. Some people are not going to like what we have to say on this subject.
Probably the flippers.
And another disclaimer, I don't give a shit. I don't care if you like it or not. We're also going to talk about different levels of flipper.
Right.
Because you can't just have one general category and some are worse than others. And so let's talk about it. So the first thing you need to know is that there is a bourbon secondary market.
Right.
And what would you say has created the need for a black market for bourbon?
Well, I mean, supply and demand, to be sure. Because whenever you have really high demand for hard-to-find bottles and they're just not readily available, like most of your allocated stuff, there's going to be an opportunity for someone to make a couple extra dollars off of that opportunity. So,
yeah. Now, there are auction sites that are considered secondary market, but for the most part, what we're talking about are private transactions.
Right.
You're not talking about a business-to-consumer transaction. You're talking about a consumer-to-consumer transaction. And most of that is coordinated through social media, mm-hmm. and most of that is on Facebook-based whiskey trading groups or selling groups.
And 100% of that is illegal.
Yes. Yeah.
Consumer-to-consumer sales, transactions between you and a stranger or even a buddy when it comes to alcohol is completely illegal in every state.
Also not enforced at all.
Right.
because when the laws were written, they were basically trying to keep bootleggers from running an operation without a license.
Right, yeah.
And so the laws are generic enough that basically if I, like on your 40th birthday, I brought a bottle of birthday bourbon.
Right, yeah.
Right? That was illegal because it was the private transfer of alcohol without a license.
Yep.
But that's not how they're interpreting the law.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. So the higher volume you do, depending on which states you're sending product to, mm-hmm. you're at greater and greater risk of running afoul of somebody going, no, this is what we're talking about.
Right,
so,
exactly.
So keep that in mind. And there's also different levels.
Yeah.
Right.
So let's talk about the levels of the secondary transaction, right? Because there is that market, and there's under, you know, outside of any kind of alcohol or liquor store, there's going to be private transactions, and those are to be trades.
Right. And trading is you know, I have this bottle, you have that bottle, I want that bottle, you want this bottle.
Right. Let's trade.
Let's trade.
Yep.
That's not really a flipper to me.
Okay.
How do you feel?
You know, I it depends really upon the relationship between those two people. Mm-hmm. If you're buddies and you're in the same whiskey group and you guys are just exchanging bottles and you found something you know this guy's been looking for, you know, that's completely different to me. That's just great community, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. But if you're, you know, a stranger and it's a one-sided trade for you and you're doing it to benefit, I think that's where you kind of tiptoe into the flipper market, right?
Right, right.
Like if I've got a bottle that's, let's say, retails for $79, mm-hmm. and you've got a bottle that retails for $39, but you really want this bottle and I don't really know who you are, I'm like, yeah, I'll trade you this one and you just give me that, or vice versa, and you're getting the better end of the deal. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, that could be really the intention, and the relationship, I think, is what matters most.
Yeah. Have you ever bought a bottle that you knew you didn't like because you knew that it had value beyond what you were spending
yeah.
it for?
Yeah.
I call that bourbon bucks.
Right.
Right. So I can't do as much of this as I once did because I'm now involved with brands and there's additional risk for, you know, violating these rules whenever yeah. you are associated with a licensed entity. But I used to buy bottles, you know, somebody would go, oh, do you want this bottle? And I've tried it and I know that it's not for my palate. But I knew that, okay, it's a $80 bottle and it has $250 worth of value on the secondary market. And there would be times where I would buy that bottle and then I would offer it up for trade for the bottle that I did want. And I can't find anybody who wants to do this even exchange.
Right.
Right? And so I would sell the bottle and reinvest the secondary money that I had generated mm-hmm. to buy the bottle that I wanted.
Right.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And so in that instance, there was never a point that I was using the opportunity to purchase the alcohol for profit. Mm-hmm. Right. I was just fixing the distribution issues. And so in my mind, I was not a flipper in that scenario.
Right. Because if they would have had the bottle you wanted in the first
place, I would have traded
it.
You
would
have
bought it in the first place. So
right.
It's like, so let's talk about flippers that are really kind of taking it too far. Right.
Uh-huh.
They're not just trading. They're not just trying to take advantage of a bottle to save some money to put towards another bottle. They're just downright trying to run an illegal operation. Right.
Right.
They're doing it strictly for profit.
There are people out there that are effectively running an unlicensed liquor store
Absolutely.
For profit.
Yeah, or in worse, I know some that work with liquor stores mm-hmm. and say, hey, I can make you a lot more money on that bottle. Let me get that bottle. I'll sell it online. I'll make the money, give you a cut back, and we can just run this thing together. I know, I mean, you see that happen all the time. People walking out of or posting photos of a whole case of Weller Antique.
Right.
It's like, there's no way you went into a store and bought a case of Weller Antique. You got that out the back door.
Sure.
Right. So, I mean, unfortunately, that's just what it is. And that's really what gives us this episode what needed to be out here.
Yeah. Right? And let's talk about what the problem is with that person that's running an illegal liquor store. Mm-hmm. You are creating false demand in the market.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And whenever you have false demand, what I mean is that there's supposed to be 100 people who want to buy this bottle, who want to drink it, okay? But now you come in, and now there's 100 of you who want to buy the bottle to make profit.
Right.
You have not added any value to this process. All you've done is made the 100 people decide whether or not they're willing to buy it from you at a higher price.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And that false demand is driving up prices on the secondary market. And when you don't actually know what the real value of a commodity is, it is very difficult from a business perspective to identify when should you invest in distillery expansion? Mm-hmm. When should you change your pricing to make your value proposition different for your consumer? Is it safe to take profits? Or are you actually just driving out the false demand from these, you know, flippers, and you're going to end up pushing your real customer that you need for the long term for survival out of the game, right?
Yeah. And you know what, the one thing that makes me the most angry about flippers and what they do to the market is I don't know how many times I've gone into a liquor store and I see a price of an Eagle Rare on the shelf for $100. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why is this bottle $100? He's like, oh, that's what it's worth. Well, you're getting that opinion based off of the secondary market,
right?
And flippers. And so flippers not only price gouge you, the shopper, if you want to pay that, but they encourage the other stores
yep.
to price gouge as well. Mm-hmm. And it jacks their prices up, especially if they're keeping an eye on what people are willing to pay for a bottle. Mm-hmm. And they're not bound by some sort of corporation that's making them, you know, stick with a standard MSRP. They're going to jack that price up to what you're going to pay for it online through a bourbon to secondary site. So mm-hmm. it trickles down and it gets to the store and it really makes it
affects all three. It screws everything up
right.
when there's this false demand, right? Yeah. It also reduces tax revenues for the state.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's true.
Most states have a tax revenue system that greatly benefits its public, and we're effectively just taking tax revenues out of the system and putting them in the pockets of bootleggers, right?
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm testing my new whiskey glass that I had designed.
Why?
Well, there's a company out there that's a real Karen. Hmm. And she threatened to sue us.
Really? You don't say.
Yeah, so we had been producing some traditional tulip-shaped whiskey glasses.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
We never used the name.
Right, of course.
But they claimed to own the shape of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm just a little guy, I couldn't fight.
Right.
But do you know what that motivated us to do, Wes?
What?
To go out and design a glass that was actually made for high-proof American spirits. So the company that had the problem with us, their glass was originally designed for low-proof Scotch whiskey.
Oh, okay.
80, yeah. 86 proof, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And you know what I had noticed? Every time I would nose a really high-proof, high-quality spirit in the United States out of this glass, all I got was ethanol burn.
Yeah, a little burn there. I felt that.
And so we went out and we designed this glass that's actually designed for those higher-proof spirits. And I'm so confident in this glass that if anybody were to go to our website and buy one, I'm offering a money-back guarantee.
Wow.
If you get that glass to your house and you find yourself one of these traditional tulip-shaped glasses and you nose a high-proof spirit side by side and you can't tell the difference, I will gladly give you your money back.
So what you're saying is they can really stick it to the Karen and support the little guy by mm-hmm. going to bourbonrealtalk.com and ordering one of these with absolutely no risk. They could get their...
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Your money back if they don't prefer it, nosing it to the other?
Absolutely. Okay. And if you love small business and you like sticking it to Karen's, that's the way to go.
Stick it to Karen, bourbonrealtalk.com.
Cheers.
And it's really unfair for the stores who are trying to be fair to their loyal customers because now they have to put some sort of program in place
right.
to make sure those bottles get into the right place. They expend extra resources, extra time, extra energy toward creating a raffle system or a points-based system or whatever it is.
Bundles
in order to make sure that those, and I appreciate that. I love that about those stores, but it's just unnecessary work. If those flippers weren't there and there wasn't that problem,
mm-hmm.
you could just rely on your faithful customers who usually come in twice a week. They're going to get a chance to get those bottles before they're, you know, grabbed off the shelf.
Exactly.
So it
creates problems at all different sections, having that false demand. And one of the things that chaps my hide is every time we talk about this, we start getting people in the comments, and I know you're going to still comment, and I just want to let you know, you look like an idiot, okay? But you're still going to comment, and what everyone says is, that it's no one's business what I do with my money.
Right.
Right? And I just want to let you know, I think that that is a pathetic excuse because right. you didn't add any value to the world while you were making your profit.
Yeah.
The basis of capitalism is that he who brings value to the market wins and gets to keep it, right? But if you found a way, because you're willing to break the law and other people aren't, for you to extract money out of other people, but you didn't bring any value to the process, you're not a good capitalist.
Right, yeah.
You are a greedy individual.
Yeah, and, okay? you're taking advantage of you know, something that's meant to bring joy and you know, community to people's lives, and charging them a high price for it. And, you know, that excuse of, well, it's my money, I can do whatever I want, or it's my decision, who are you to judge me for what I do? I mean, you can do that with any crime, right?
Yeah.
Well, if I want to drive drunk, what's that? What's the problem with that? It's my life, I'm risking. Well, it's not. You're affecting other people. And we've just outlined how these decisions to flip these bottles is affecting the whole three-tier system. And if it hasn't caused a problem already, it's just going to continue to.
Yeah. I liking it to a pimp calling himself an entrepreneur, right? I'm just a good capitalist.
Right.
And it's like, no, you're making your money off the backs of some other people that are that you know, didn't deserve what they had to go through so that you could get your profits, right? Yeah. So, you know, in conclusion, it has influenced the bourbon boom. And there has been some usefulness to the bourbon boom. Mm-hmm. But if it created a false sense of security for these businesses to start to expand, the repercussions are, like, when you start thinking about what the repercussions would be, if all these distilleries that just invested hundreds of millions, in some cases billions of dollars to increase capacity because of all this demand that they're seeing and the secondary prices, if it turned out to be all false from people that were profiteering, mm-hmm. and all this capacity comes online and the whole system collapses, do you know how many thousands upon thousands of people are going to lose their jobs? Brands are going to go out of business. Investors are going to lose their money. Some of that money are, you know, regular individuals that have money in retirement accounts that are being managed by these funds. It is a really big deal to create a false sense of demand in a market.
Well, at least that flipper made a couple extra $100 that week. So
right.
That's, you know, spent it on pizza and video games. I mean, that's cool.
I will also say, and some people may find this hypocritical, but I will say I judge people differently who are buyers versus sellers. Mm-hmm. So if you bought the bottle and it was your purpose to just turn it for a profit and run an illegal liquor store online, I consider you a flipper and I think you're part of the problem. But if you are just an individual that wants to trade your money to save your time because you don't have time to build the relationship, you don't have time to hunt, and you are giving that money, and I understand that if everybody collectively decided not to pay the flippers their price, that the market would be great.
Yep.
But we've talked about this before. If you're a billionaire and you're walking down the street and you look down and you're standing on a $100 bill and you have to give up the interest on all of your other business ventures, during the time that it takes to bend over and pick up that $100, it's not worth your time.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And some people view life that way. And so I don't judge the people that are buying as harshly as I do the people that are sellers. And I get that I'm going to get some flack for that, but that's just my personal opinion. But in conclusion, if you're a buyer and you have no intention of drinking the bottle, you should leave it for somebody who does intend to drink it.
Sure. Absolutely.
All right. So we should do a giveaway.
Let's do it. Let's flip a bottle.
Well, no. It's going to be a free giveaway.
That's true. Yeah. The opposite of flipping.
That's right. So here's what we're going to do for you today. I am giving away 5 separate winners, mm-hmm. 1-ounce samples.
Okay.
Okay. Of any of these bottles that are on the table.
Ooh, these some good bottles.
Yeah. So we've got brand new Weller Antique, yep. 107 single barrel. We've got Old Rip Van Winkle.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Van Winkle 12 year. We've got Blanton's Gold, Sazerac 18, George yep. T. Stagg, and Eagle Rare 17.
Mm. Wow.
Please don't all pick Eagle Rare 17 because that would wipe out the bottle and I can't get another one. But if you really need this one, I don't mind giving you some. So, 5 1-ounce samples. All you have to tell them what they have to do to get it.
This is what you need to do. Number okay. one, you need to be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You can't be a flipper because mm-hmm. that would be ridiculous. Number two, you need to subscribe. If you're not subscribed already, I mean, it takes no effort, mm-hmm. no money, and no time to subscribe. So please just do that. If you're watching the video in general, do that. Mm-hmm. Like, subscribe the video, comment below, hashtag flippers mm-hmm. suck.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
You got a hashtag.
Comment flippers suck.
Hashtag flippers suck.
Yeah.
And then you'll be entered to win.
Yeah, well, you have to click the link. There's a link in the video description
you gotta sign up.
Where you give me your name and your contact information so I can reach out to the winner. We're going to run a randomizer that will pick the five winners.
Sure.
And then we're going to send you out your 1 ounce sample for free. Of course, you have to tell me what sample you want. But that will make it fun. And there are other ways that you can support the channel. We already mentioned Patreon. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we mentioned our merchandise site. So sure. Bourbon Real Talk has a shop. We have a lot of really amazing products on there, so mm-hmm. go check that out. And then, Wes, you have a few ways that they can support you. You've got Old Town Provisions.
Sure, yeah. So I have a store. It's a men's store, oldtownprovisions.com. They've got all kinds of dude stuff on there for sale, so go check that out. Mm-hmm. Whiskeythread.com if you're into cool whiskey shirts, which I think are cool whiskey shirts.
But, like shirts that say Bourbon Gangster?
Yeah, like Bourbon Gangster. There might be a Flipper Suck shirt coming out soon. I'm not sure. Sounds like a good one. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, all kinds of cool whiskey merch there. So between Bourbon Real Talk, realtalk.com and whiskeythread.com, all of your whiskey apparel needs are met right there.
Yeah, and also, he and I are both in real estate. So mm-hmm. I'm a real estate agent. If you need real estate services in the Dallas or Houston metro area, I'm your guy. I give away epic bottles as closing gifts.
Yeah,
and you own Tourmax.
Yeah, Tourmax is a real estate media company. So if you are a real estate agent within the DFW Metroplex and you need great media for your listings or for your marketing purposes, TourmaxMedia.com is the place to go for that.
Even if you're not a real estate agent, if you are selling a home, you tell your real estate agent, I'm using Tourmax. Mm. I don't want to hear about your regular supplier.
I don't want you coming in here with your cell phone taking photos, dude.
Exactly. So. Or driving by and taking photos. I literally have seen that.
Have you seen that?
Dude.
That's pretty bad.
Or their first photo, like you can see this side of the window, and the last photo, you can see that side of the
window. I mean, what level of laziness is that where it says a drive-by photo?
Drive-by photos, for real. I've seen it. But he does the real deal. So, if this is your first time tuning in, we want to thank you for the view and let you know a little bit about our show philosophy. We're all about bringing people together around spirits. Mm-hmm. And that is something that's near and dear to my heart because I lost a loved one to suicide in 2014. And in the aftermath of my brother's death, I saw that he was feeling separated from his social connections. And I believe that that was a contributing factor to that decision for him. And I saw whiskey bringing people together, and I thought, maybe I can get people connected to whiskey, and the whiskey will do the rest of the job and connect people to each other so that they don't have to feel alone the way that my brother did. And along that process to create community, you had to have a forum. Mm-hmm. And we ended up starting Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is a free Facebook-based whiskey forum. And we don't allow any troll behavior
in there. No trolls.
And so,
and there's no flipping allowed in there.
There's no flipping. There's no buy, sell, trade at all. Because we want to stay on the good side of Facebook.
Yep.
And so we invite you to go and join that and get some connection. We knew we needed to do that because of all of the negativity that you can find out there on the internet. We wanted a forum where we filtered that stuff out. But we also learned something from that negativity, and that is that if somebody can hate you online, there's nothing that keeps us from loving you, even though we only know you through our online connection. Mm-hmm. And that's why we end every show the same way. And that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Cheers.
Whiskey troll is a person who seeks negative attention and uses contrarian attitudes to derail civil discussion in online forums. They communicate in ways they never would face to face because they're keyboard warriors. Their only goal is to make other people feel inferior.
Hey guys, I'm new here. I just got my first Blanton's.
And trust me, you probably paid way too much.
I don't care much about the Blanton's, but nice.
There's no way that she didn't buy that at secondary. Idiot.
Oh, I know how you got that bottle.
So, are you sick and tired of the whiskey trolls running your fun online? Well, that's why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community. Congratulations. Let me know what you think when you open it up.
Hey, welcome to the group. Let me send you over a sample of Blanton's Gold and Straight from the Barrel. See how you like those.
I remember back to my first bottle of Blanton's. It was the birthday to my son. and we enjoy it every year on his birthday. Congrats.
So if you're looking to connect with some people online who aren't, head over to facebook.com and join Bourbon Real Talk community today.